So now it was time to get ourselves ready to go to school. And I can remember it so well. Tommy and I went with our families out to the outer station in Reading and took the train down to Durham, North Carolina. It was 500 miles away. And we were so excited. We were going to school. We weren't going to be roommates because we wanted to get to know people from other parts of the country, which was really funny. It didn't work out that way, but then we did start off by not being roommates. We arrived at Duke University and were just thrilled with the school. This gorgeous school was only several years old. No trees at that time. It's beautiful now with all the trees. But Duke University was a very, very fine school. It had a wonderful undergraduate school, a graduate school, a hospital, forestry, engineering. And they had two campuses. They had a girls' campus and a boys' campus. So that made it very interesting. So anyway, our first week at school, I signed up to play football, and before school started, I went out for the team, not realizing that scholarships were the only way you're going to get anywhere at college. And this was a big-time football team. They had one of the best teams in the country, and it didn't bother me any. I was going to try out for it. But as it happened, they knew who they were going to have on the squad before practice even started. So this, for about 2 weeks, I went out every day with a gang of guys, and we practiced and we did this, but they were paying attention to us. We were just at some separate field where they weren't looking. They had it all worked out who they were going to have. So I finally left that and got a job. I decided I was going to go out for wrestling. And I did wrestle. In fact, I would have made the freshman team, but I worked as a dishwasher in the boarding house. And I was so tired when I got back from wrestling that I just couldn't work, so I had to drop that. And I needed to work because I didn't have enough money for food. So I washed dishes at the boarding house and went on through the first part of my freshman year. I joined a freshman orchestra, and we did play a little bit. We didn't play too much. I did get to know what was going on around the school. The big band was Jelly Leftwich. He was the school, he was the in charge of music at the college, and he had the big band, or the most popular band. Then there was Johnny Long, who was had a sophomore band, and that was a sweet band. And then Nick Laney, who was the crooning halfback, and he had the Duke Blue Devils. That's the band that Les Brown joined his freshman year. He came direct from New York Military Academy, where he was top boy in his class, scholastically. Anyway, I was so happy to go visit. Whenever any of these bands played, I was right there, especially Nick Laney, the Duke Blue Devils. They were a stomping band. They played like Casaloma. And they played, I'll mention this later on in the next tape, but one month the Duke Levels played at the Blue Devils played at the boys' campus for a concert every night between 6 and 7, and the other band, Johnny Long, played for the girls' campus, and then the next month they would switch. So after dinner every night, when I get back in the boarding house from washing dishes, I was able to catch part of the concert. So I really enjoyed listening to the music with one of the bands at school. I wasn't able to do much dating because I didn't have any money. even though a Coke was 5 cents, and for 10 cents you could have a date, buy a girlfriend a Coke, and have two Cokes, and that was it. Still, it was tough. I did date a little bit my freshman year, but not very, very much, because although I did like to dance, those days we did the Duke Dip, which was a fun dance to do. And I took the regular AB course. I took business administration. But my only problem was school, and that was through all the way through school, was French. I just had a terrible time with French. I had trouble with my English at first, and I was very bad at writing papers of any kind. And I tried very hard and had to go in a special class the second half of my freshman year, which was a class in sentence structure. And I was able to learn to put sentences together and write where it was at least understandable. So I got through my freshman year okay. I didn't get great marks, but I did get enough to pass on through and whatever. In fact, I guess it was the end of my freshman year, I had taken a writing course, and for the examination, our teacher took us to his cottage, which was out in the mountains along the stream, and he just said, "I want you to write for 2 hours." And we wrote for 2 hours, and he said, "I'm not going to grade the papers. I just want you to know what it's like to write under conditions such as these." And I did get a good grade for the for all the various themes that I had written, and it turned out that my freshman year was enjoyable. I never did mention my first, it must have been for the first 4 months, I was so homesick. The first week I cried. I was so homesick. I thought I could never stay there. But I did finish school, and Tommy and I hitchhiked back to Reading. And I'll end this tape by saying I know the next tape starts after during my freshman year at school. So I'll do that today. I'm now sitting here. It's about 4:30 in the afternoon here at the desert. We call our place Joshua. And I'm looking out at the rain still coming down. Dookie's on his pillow by the front window where he spends most of the day. And I'm got to get myself organized now and get ready to go over to Joe Corda's new restaurant for dinner. Normally, I never eat out. I cook all my own cooking while I'm here. And in fact, I was so excited about that, I just called Phil. Tell her that what happened about Joe Corda and his family, and it's so exciting. So that's what I'm going to be doing, getting ready to go over there. And first I'll have to feed Dookie, and I'll take him with me. He'll stay in the car. He does want to go with me, even though it's raining and ugly out. I'm sure if I ask him to go, he'll say, "Okay, Dad, let's do it." So that's the story. That's the first part of it. Of course, I'll think of so many fun things as I go along, but you have to start somewhere, and this is the way I start. So I'll talk with you later.